Chapter 3, Part 2, and the rest of this recording will include rain.
I have made my conclusion,
Big Brain announced finally. Please tell me you cannot destroy the world. Oh, please, 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 Pinkie Pie pleaded.
Time flows like a river, Pinkie Pie. It will move relentlessly towards its destination. Nightmare Moon's incarnation cannot be prevented.
Pinkie Pie's heart made a clunk sound as it fell from her chest to her stomach.
All my fault,
she muttered, looking down sadly.
I didn't say you should give up hope,
Big Brain said in exasperation.
I was just building dramatic tension before the big reveal. Yes, the river of time flows relentlessly, but like a river, its path can be altered and diverted. As you have seen, the past can be altered. So now you must travel with Luna to the past. She holds the key to defeating Nightmare Moon. You must teach Celestia what she knows. Teach her how to remind the imprisoned Luna about those elements of her defense that set her free. It may be difficult. It may be a difficult road for Celestia to travel, but it gives her the best chance of saving the world and rescuing Luna.
There was a cheer from those assembled at Big Brain's latest amazing revelation. Pinkie Pie looked up appreciatively, then hugged Big Brain again.
Thank you, Big Brain. I owe you one.
Pinkie Pie woke abruptly to find herself sleeping in Luna's arms, the princess's wings wrapped protectively around the filly.
Princess Luna, I know how to fix things,
Pinkie Pie explained, repeating.
Princess Luna, I know how to fix things,
Pinkie Pie explained, repeating.
Princess Luna, I know how to fix things,
Pinkie Pie exclaimed, hopping up and down with excitement.
How is that possible?
She asked in confusion.
You'll come to the past with me. You can tell Celestia how you defeated Nightmare Moon. Then, when you become Nightmare Moon, Celestia can remind you all about it, about how you did it and defeat her, only you'll do it better this time.
Still have to become Nightmare Moon? She asked sadly.
Well, yeah, kinda,
Pinkie Pie said sheepishly.
From what you say, my options have either been death or ruler of a dead world. Perhaps there is a glimmer of hope, a chance to live again,
she said, a spark of happiness entering her voice. She looked to Pinkie Pie with a smile, the first filly she was sure had appeared, repeating,
From what you have said, my options have either been death or ruler of a dead world. Perhaps there is a glimmer of hope, a chance to live again,
she said, a spark of happiness entering her voice. She looked to Pinkie Pie with a smile, the first the filly was sure had appeared there in a very, very long time. Pinkie Pie led the princess to the courtyard where her time machine was, and then prepared her time machine and looked over it carefully. She wasn't sure why, but when her father prepared to use any kind of machine, he always looked over it carefully, so she thought she should too. Princess Luna levitated the toy Celestia and started to cry again.
Oh, Sally, I can finally see you again,
she sobbed and clutched the toy tightly. Pinkie Pie pulled out a crayon and wrote, Back to the castle with Celestia back then, and then turned the clock. Again she felt the rush of time against her face and threw her mane, and to her surprise, Luna raised her hooves against her, repeating. Again she felt the rush of time against her face and threw her mane, and to her surprise, Luna raised her hooves and joined her in shouting, Woo! As she experienced it too. Shortly they found themselves back at the castle. They could see Celestia walking away from where she had left it her earlier. Princess Luna cried out and covered her eyes.
Confounded daylight!
Celestia turned and saw them and gasped in shock. Repeat, two. Celestia turned and saw them, and she gasped and began walking back.
Who is this?
Celestia asked, looking suspiciously at Luna. Luna lowered her hoof, still squinting as her eyes adjusted to the light.
Celestia,
Luna uttered, seeing her beloved sister alive again.
Luna?
She asked in astonishment. Pinkie Pie was all smiles.
Yep, I went to the future and brought her back here to teach you how to stop Nightmare Moon.
Celestia looked from Luna to Pinkie Pie.
I don't know what to say.
I do,
Pinkie Pie said and began singing, Happy birthday to you!
And that's how Equestria was saved,
Pinkie Pie exclaimed, throwing her hooves up triumphantly.
But how, where, when, Twilight muttered.
Strange that the coin didn't change when it was all over,
Pinkie Pie said, turning it over again.
I guess since I took it with me, it stayed like it was when Granny Pie gave it to me.
Okay, Pinkie Pie, where is this time machine of yours? Twilight asked skeptically, beginning to levitate various boxes and looking around the room.
Oh, that! Big Brain told me later on that it was a really, really, really bad idea for me to have a time travel machine, so I took it apart and then I ate the plans. But first I had to go back and forth a few times to make sure we got it right. But eventually the
Repeating.
Oh, that! Big Brain told me later on it was a really, really, really bad idea for me to have a time machine. so I took it apart and I ate the plans. But first I had to go back and forth a few times to make sure we got it right. But eventually the princess figured out the whole elements of harmony thing, and then we were all set. It wasn't the best way things could turn out, the whole 1,000 years on the moon for Luna thing. But of all the other ways things could have gone, this was really the only one that worked out with a happy ending. Fate, really. Really, really had it in for her. What about the other Luna? Well, Celestia said she had to go back to her own time, and then where the timeline would merge without... Repeating. Well, Celestia said she would have to go back to her own time, to where her timeline began to merge with ours. But I didn't want her to be there all alone, so I set the time machine to go just right before the timelines merge, and got her back just a few minutes before that, and then she and the other Luna became one. Why wouldn't the princess tell me something about this? She said that since it was actually possible to change time, that doing stuff like... Repeating. She said that since it was actually possible to change time, that doing stuff to time can make weird things happen. So she and Luna probably don't even remember me from back then, but that's okay. It all worked out for the end. The princess got what she wanted for her birthday, and that's all that matters, even if she doesn't remember any of it. The birthday card I sent probably just didn't make much sense. I'm going to have to ask the princess about all this, Twilight said, rubbing her head. Okay, if you do, ask her whatever happened to my Celestia doll. I think I left it back at the castle, Pinkie Pie asked, smiling fondly at the memories. Celestia sat in her private study, moving a landscape painting of her castle off the wall. In its place, she put up a recently taken picture of herself and Luna. She smiled deeply, thrilled beyond description to have her beloved sister back. She had let her study get a bit cluttered over time, and she moved things around until she uncovered a small glass display case. She moved it to a prominent place and looked at it fondly. Inside the case was a magically preserved plush toy, a Celestia doll, left behind by a time traveler from long, long ago. A drawer pulled out from the base of the display case, an envelope floated out to her. It was a much more recent vintage, a little more than a decade old. The hoof-made card slid out of the opened envelope, and on the front was a crayon drawing of herself, a filly Luna, an adult Luna, and a little pink filly. Celestia made it a point to read this card every year to celebrate her birthday. She sat on her cushions near the fireplace and summoned some tea and read the card with a smile. Dear Princess Celestia, you probably don't remember me. I was the filly who went back in time to help you with Luna so that she would be okay. When Granny Pie told me this was why you were always sad, I wanted you to have the best birthday ever, so that's why I went back in time. I hope you like your birthday present. Happy birthday, Pinkie Pie. Yes, Pinkie Pie, I like it very much, she said, smiling and sipping her tea.